At least $175 million in federal money has been spent in Vermont to improve broadband service. Yet the state still has a long way to go to reach its ultimate goal, which would essentially require fiber optic service to every address by the year 2024. Now another big pot of federal broadband money is coming to Vermont. The money is for speeds that don't even meet the current definition of broadband, but some argue that it will still make a significant difference. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
Fairpoint Communications stands to receive nearly $53 million over a six-year period to improve broadband service in Vermont. The money's part of Phase 2 of the Federal Communications Commission's Connect America funding, also called CAF-2. Fairpoint has the right of first refusal for the money, and the state pushed the company to accept it. Fairpoint Vermont President Beth Vestigi says to cover the thousands of Vermont addresses required by the funding, the company will have to invest a significant amount of its own money. Fairpoint provides residential DSL broadband service. The technology uses a fiber optic backbone that feeds into the copper telephone lines that run to homes. Vestigi says the federal money will enable Fairpoint to build more of the fiber backbone.
This program allows us to bring fiber deeper into neighborhoods, closer to the homes. The closer we have fiber to the home, and that enables us to deliver faster speeds to the individual homes and businesses.
The DSL technology Fairpoint uses to reach homes has its limits. Currently, the FCC's definition of broadband is 25.3. In the shorthand of the industry, that means 25 megabits per second download and 3 megabits upload. The fastest residential speeds offered by Fairpoint meet that standard, but the state's 10-year telecommunications goal is much faster speeds, 100 down and 100 up, which would essentially require fiber optic lines to each address in Vermont. Oddly, to receive the FCC money, Fairpoint and other providers only have to meet or exceed speeds that are not even half of the FCC's own definition of broadband. But state regulators, like Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia, say even if improving Fairpoint's network won't bring fiber to the home, it will be a significant step forward.
I think it helps a lot because to the extent that they do invest fiber and improve that, that will be capable of going to our 100-100 goal. The issue is that there is always some copper still there going to the home, and those can be replaced over time.
The question remains, who will run fiber directly to homes to provide the speeds the state needs to reach its goal? One option is an entity created by the legislature this year called a Communications Union District. It allows towns to join together to create their own broadband systems, similar to EC Fiber, a community-owned fiber-to-home system in central Vermont. Communications Union Districts can't use tax revenues. EC Fiber President Irv Tomei believes municipally owned entities can provide Vermonters with fiber-to-home service. He's disappointed the state pushed Fairpoint to apply for the federal CAF-2 funds when the money might have gone to other providers.
It's obviously speculative, but I think that had Fairpoint not gone for the CAF-2 funding, I think a significant amount of that CAF-2 money would have gotten allocated for much better technology across a very significant swath of Vermont.
There are several fiber-to-home networks in Vermont, but in much of the state, there's no one offering residential fiber service. Only about 9% of Vermont addresses now have access to fiber speeds. Technologies like cable and wireless also fall short of reaching the state's goal for broadband speeds. New advances may change that, but for now, to quote the state's 10-year telecommunications plan, fiber optic cable to the premises provides the best available opportunity to meet the 2024 goal. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.